Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Rick Auerbach. Batting second. The second baseman, Ron Theobald. Batting third. The center fielder, Dave May. Batting fourth. The first baseman, George Scott. Batting fifth. The left fielder, John Briggs. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Joe LaHood. Batting seventh. The catcher, Ellie Rodriguez. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Mike Ferraro. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Colburn. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Jim Colburn. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Del Unser. Batting second. The second baseman, Jack Broemer. Batting third. The first baseman, Chris Chambliss. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Alex Johnson. Batting fifth. The right fielder, John Lowenstein. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Greg Nettles. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Frank Duffy. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jerry Moses. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Steve Dunning. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Steve Dunning. And now, play ball. Rick Auerbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Auerbach hits a pop-up towards short. Duffy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Theobald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Theobald is called out on strikes. Two outs. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a fly ball into right field. Lowenstein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Unser for the out. One out. Jack Broemer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Broemer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Colburn fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Alex Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott hits a fly ball into right field. Lowenstein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe LaHood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaHood takes first base on ball four. Ellie Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez hits a fly ball into right field. Lowenstein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Auerbach settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy hits a fly ball into right field. LaHood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a fly ball into center field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Mike Ferraro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ferraro hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Colburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colburn strikes out. Two outs. Rick Auerbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Auerbach is 0 for 1 in the game. Auerbach hits a fly ball into center field. Unser settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Steve Dunning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dunning hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of LaHood. Dunning reaches second base with a double. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser is 0 for 1 in the game. Unser bunts towards the right side of the infield. Theobald scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Dunning moves to third. One out. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer is 0 for 1 in the game. Brohmer hits a fly ball into center field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Chambliss hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dunning scores. It's 1-0, Indians. Alex Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Rodriguez fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Ron Theobald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Theobald is 0 for 1 in the game. Theobald hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brohmer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 1 in the game. May hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Brewers, 1, Indians, 1. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 1 in the game. Scott hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 0 for 1 in the game. Briggs hits a line drive towards third. Nettles reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe LaHood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaHood is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. LaHood hits a ball on the ground towards first. Chambliss scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats LaHood for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 0 for 1 in the game. Lowenstein hits a fly ball into right field. LaHood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Nettles hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott scoops it up and throws to first, with Colburn covering, for the out. Two outs. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 0 for 1 in the game. Duffy hits a fly ball into left field. Briggs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. the side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Indians 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Eli Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0 for 1 in the game. Rodriguez hits a fly ball into right field. Lowenstein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Ferraro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ferraro is 0 for 1 in the game. Ferraro is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jim Colburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colburn is 0 for 1 in the game. Colburn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Jerry Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 1 in the game. Moses hits a pop-up towards short. Auerbach settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Dunning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dunning is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Dunning hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Indians. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser is 0 for 1 in the game. Unser hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Theobald scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer is 0 for 2 in the game. Brohmer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Brohmer for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Rick Auerbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Auerbach is 0 for 2 in the game. Auerbach hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nettles fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Theobald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Theobald is 0 for 2 in the game. Theobald hits a fly ball into center field. Unser settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. May hits a fly ball into center field. Unser settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Brewers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Chambliss hits a fly ball into center field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alex Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnson strikes out. Two outs. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 0 for 2 in the game. Lowenstein hits a line drive towards short. Auerbach reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Scott hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Chambliss settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 0 for 2 in the game. Briggs takes first base on ball 4. Joe LaHood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Dunning. Briggs moves to second. Joe LaHood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaHute is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, LaHute hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Briggs scores. It's Brewers, 2, Indians, 2. Eli Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0-for-2 in the game. Rodriguez takes first base on ball 4. LaHute moves to second. Brock Davis pinch hits for Mike Ferraro. Ed Farmer now pitching. Brock Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Moses for a passed ball. LaHute moves to third. Rodriguez moves to second. Brock Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. LaHute scores. Rodriguez moves to third. It's 3-2, Brewers. Jim Colburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colburn is 0-for-2 in the game. Colburn hits a fly ball towards center. Unser catches it and throws to home to double up Rodriguez. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Hisa now playing third base. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Nettles hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 0-for-2 in the game. Duffy strikes out. One out. Lou Camilli pinch hits for Jerry Moses. Lou Camilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Camilli hits a line drive into center field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy McCraw pinch hits for Ed Farmer. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw hits a pop-up towards third. Hisa settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Indians 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Ray Fosse now catching. Tom Hilgendorf now pitching. Buddy Bell now playing right field. John Lowenstein now playing left field. Rick Auerbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Auerbach is 0-for-3 in the game. Auerbach hits a fly ball into right field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Theobald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Theobald is 0-for-3 in the game. Theobald hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. May hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hilgendorf fields it and throws to first for the out. Theobald moves to second. Two outs. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Scott is walked intentionally. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fosse fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Fosse. Scott moves to second. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser is 0-for-2 in the game. Unser hits a fly ball into right field. LaHute settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer is 0-for-3 in the game. Brohmer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Theobald scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Chambliss hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 4-3, Indians. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 0-3 in the game. Lowenstein hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of May. Lowenstein reaches second base with a double. Ken Sanders now pitching. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 2-3 in the game, with two singles. Nettles is walked intentionally. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 0-3 in the game. Duffy strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Brewers 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Tommy Reynolds pinch hits for John Briggs. Tommy Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hilgendorf fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ollie Brown pinch hits for Joe LaHood. Ollie Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown strikes out. Two outs. Ellie Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0-2 in the game. With a walk. Rodriguez hits a pop-up towards first. Chambliss settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 4, and Milwaukee Brewers, 3. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.